We go into our second hour on this Monday. Great Monday to you. I'm Jim Rome. Hope you had a good weekend. Broadcasting from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Another crazy, crazy NFL weekend that carried hour number one. We'll talk some college football and some NFL in hour number three, but we are wide open right now. The other big thing, Tiger Woods. And really, it's pretty amazing. When you consider that we're into week three of the NFL season, just finish it up, actually, and then tonight's matchup. But we're talking a lot of Tiger Woods. In fact, I'd argue that you clones want to talk about that as much as you do the NFL. This guy tweets. Check that. This guy sends an email. Jumpman, things in the NFL were really weird this week. Yours, El Gato, being the biggest story in the NFL. Brendan in the Natty, wore Trevor Price, getting me paid tonight. My man, Trevor Price, he is my co-host. And I generally, in fact, throughout my entire career, I really have not worked with another host. Trevor is my closest thing to a co-host. Trevor and I co-host the RPO podcast, Rome Price Opinion. And I love Sunday mornings. My phone, right around kickoff, my phone just starts melting. It's Trevor furiously hammering out text to me, letting me know exactly what time it is and what he thinks. So without giving away the podcast, we haven't done it yet. Every Monday we do this show, and then we do the RPO, and then I drop it. But I'm looking at Trevor's notes right now and what he wants to cover. Trevor is all about, I don't want to be the guy who said I told you so, but my man was hyping Josh Allen so hard. He was jocking him so hard. I mean, so hard before Allen got in. See, I think Trevor wants to talk about Josh Allen very badly. We'll hit that. He's going to get into whether or not the Patriots are in real trouble. Or whether or not it's going to be fine when Julian Edelman comes back. And whether or not it's always fine with the Patriots. Now, Trevor was also the guy saying for the record before the season that the Rams will implode. That you can't have that many alphas in the same locker room. That it's only a matter of time. Not a question of if, but a matter of time. They're going to implode. I don't know. Trevor Price has won two Super Bowls, and I never played football. But I'm here to tell you, I'm looking at the Rams. They're the most complete team in the NFL. I wonder if that's still his take. Cowboys. Man, the Cowboys are terrible. How's that for a take? The Cowboys suck. That's my take. They're bad. What do you do to fix them? Jags, Titans. Not exactly what I thought they'd be. He'll get into that. I want to ask him what he thinks about Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia turned Belichick, in my opinion, turned Belichick inside out. Inside out. Did you see that handshake after that game? Belichick. I mean, sometimes when you see the teacher get worked by the student, the teacher shows a lot of class and kind of hugs on that student like, you know, I'm proud of you. Good job. I'm not happy. In fact, I'm furious, but I'm proud of you. Good job. There was none of that from Belichick. Yeah, I know. It's a business. But I don't think he handled that real well. And Trevor's been talking a lot about Pat Mahomes. So we will get into all of that on the RPO. You want to look for that podcast right after this show. Not immediately after the show. We have to tape it first, but then it will drop later on today. You want to call right now. We've got open phones in hour number two. I want to finish my thoughts on Tiger Woods, which I'll do in a minute. This email, Romy, everybody is so psyched. The Tiger is back on top and in the spotlight, but I hate it. I wish we were still in his basement hiding out. Signed, Tiger's Lettuce. Here's the thing. There is a culture to this show. I understand that. But part of that culture, in fact, in large part, that culture has nothing to do with me. I'm not the guy behind the mic making jokes about Tiger being bald. Have you noticed that? I'm not the guy behind the mic making jokes about Tiger getting with Perkins waitresses. Look, I've taken this guy to task. I've taken many a run at Tiger Woods. Just like I went through a period of like 5 or 7 years where I said nothing but positive things about Tiger Woods. But notice in the way I laid out my thoughts and my take, I didn't say one thing about, quote, Baldrick. So where are you getting this stuff from? And why do you think this is the place to do it, Casey? And one more before I finish my thoughts. And I can tell you this, I'm getting as many email responses and takes on Tiger Woods as I am any NFL topic. Hey, Romes, Hawk, coming to work today? Because I'm sure he's busy updating his Tiger Woods comeback blog, making a new Tiger Woods comeback website, ordering new red polo shirts, designing a new Tiger Woods tat, and making a poster to greet Tiger when his plane lands. Were the three people that took the Bills on the money line this week. Signed, Chris, in my 2 cents worth. I'd like to meet those three. You know, I think that you're doing Adam Hawk an injustice here. Fact of the matter is, Keith Arnold is every bit the Tiger honk that Hawk is, if not more so. So Hawk deserves a lot of this, but not all of it. All right, so we're talking about the comeback. And my point about the comeback is this. He did come back. I did not see this comeback. I did not see Tiger Woods coming back and winning, much less competing. I didn't see it. But I just want to make the point again. And I think I'm the only one in the country making this point. This is not a comeback. This is not the best comeback in the history of golf. This is not Ben Hogan getting run over by a bus and coming back. It's not even Tiger coming back from slamming his rig into a fire hydrant and then a tree. Or slamming his rig into a tree and then a fire hydrant. I'm never really sure what happened first. He already made that comeback. He had made that comeback before. Back when he was the best in the world again in 2013, but then it all fell apart for a second time. Now, since then, there were injuries, there were surgeries. Oh, and let's not forget about that really weird pic of him with the busted teeth in 2015. Remember that? People forget that. I'm still a little bit weird about that. Remember when he had that busted chiclet when he was on the ski mountain with Lindsey Vonn? And when people were like, dude, how did you bust your chiclet? And he said a camera got too close and smashed into his grill. Oh, there was the DUI. There was that also. That might have been a cry for help, but also dangerous as hell. But he did come back. When it seemed nearly impossible, this guy somehow managed to come back and somehow managed to do it against one of the most talented fields he's ever played against. Listen, respect. Respect. Listen to what I'm saying. Respect. Read my lips. Respect. He's earned it. And he did earn it in one of the hardest ways possible. Back when this guy couldn't sit, back when this guy couldn't walk, he could have chucked it all in, but he didn't. I don't think anybody, given what his life had become, the joke that he had become, physically he was busted up, I don't think anybody would have blamed the cat if he retired to his mansions and his yacht and decided to make up for lost time with his kids, spend time with his family. I don't think anybody would have blamed the guy if he did that. But he didn't. He took the hard road back. He went through one embarrassing and painful round after another, and he made it. So respect. Nothing but respect. He earned it. And I'm giving it to him right now. I'm not qualifying it. I'm saying it's still not the same as getting hit by a bus like Hogan. But respect. But I want to make one more point. If this guy didn't do that yesterday, if this guy was unable to finish yesterday, if he couldn't take that three-stroke lead and get into the clubhouse with that win, if that did not happen yesterday, that was never going to happen again. He was not going to win another major. He was not going to win another tournament, much less another major. But because he did, and now with this win, the fact that he did finish, I'd argue that, well, pretty much now anything is possible because he finished. But if he didn't, I don't think he would have won ever again. I think he would have been shattered, busted up in a totally different way. But he did. And that's the closest he has looked to the Tiger of old, when he got out with a lead and choked everybody out. Haven't seen that in a long time. 1-800-636-8686. So you bros in your red polos with your red solo cups, come on in and do what you do, bros. It's your time. And this guy's the biggest one of all. Hawk. Keith Arnold. No, it's Tyler in Edmonton. We go to the phones. Hey, let me ask you something, Adam. Since our call screen is jacked up and it's ghost, is he on line 4 on my screen? Okay. Tyler, what's up, bro? How you doing? Tyler. Let me try one more time. You know what, Alvin? Do this. Call it up yourself. All right. Good news is no phone lines for a radio program. How about Trevor Price after the program. I'll jump off that bridge when I get there. Anyway, there is an issue or two. Hey, CBS Sports Network, turn the cameras on the control room and look at the panic that's going on right now. Let's see who cries first. I'm going to try and interpret what Alvin's saying. Dude, get out of the way. Hawk, get out of the way. I got this. Hawk, get out of the way. I got this. Alvin, it's fine. Anyway, I'd give you the telephone number, but you really don't need it because the phones don't work. All right, in addition to that, you've got the Monday night matchup, Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. Who do you have? If you want the pick and you want the pick against the line, listen to the RPO later today, assuming I can get a phone line in this joint that works and Trevor Price and I can chop it up. Some other things we talked about. We broke down the NFL and what happened. It was a weird, weird weekend. Things I haven't really gotten to yet. The fight for L.A. Now, understand that fight for L.A., you know where that came from? That came from the Chargers side. The Chargers threw that first punch. The fight for L.A., the battle for L.A., whatever you want to call it. It literally was a Charger marketing thing. So you have to know the Rams were really happy to end that fight. The Chargers, at least for a day, started that fight. The Rams ended that fight. That was the Rams looking great offensively against a really good Charger defense, by the way. The thought coming in was, who have they beaten? Who cares? Who have the Rams beaten? What's it matter? Yeah, well, they beat a good Charger team, and they did a number on a really good Charger defense. To me, they are the most complete team in the NFL right now. Super teams can work in the NFL because right now they're working here in L.A. with the Rams. Rams look great. Jared Goff looks great. So we'll get into that too. And I do want to talk about my weekend on the field there and my hit on the NFL on CBS. Clay Matthews, Ross Tucker was pretty emphatic in saying, look, the NFL has to protect their quarterbacks. We know what happens to ratings when the quarterbacks don't play. Like, take the Niners. The Niners were getting primetime games. And Ross's point was, if they're in primetime, and they will be later on, who's going to watch? I mean, it's a fair point. But I'm going to turn that thing on its head and ask about Clay Matthews. What the hell is he supposed to do? If the tackle that he made yesterday is illegal, and that's roughing the passer, what is he supposed to do? He didn't drive the quarterback into the ground. He didn't land on him with all his weight. What the hell is a player supposed to do? He didn't put him in the ground. He didn't even fall on him with all of his weight. And not only that, have you noticed that the guys he keeps doing it to, the quarterbacks, are saying there's nothing wrong with that hit? If you're not going to change the rule, and you should, at least be more credible in the way you call that. That can't be a penalty. It just can't. Like, I'm the last guy who is ever going to jump into that, why not just put flags on them, crew? But if that's a penalty, why not just put flags on them? That can't be a penalty. That's a tackle, a textbook tackle. I never played in the NFL. Honestly, I never played football on any level. I don't think I need to know that that is a textbook tackle. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing violent about that. There's nothing malicious about that. There's no intent with a tackle like that. The only intent is to get the quarterback on the ground and end the play. You know, the man doing his job. So I can see where Mike McCarthy and Clay Matthews were furious after that, because what are you supposed to do? If that's not legal, what are you supposed to do? You can't do your job. Hey, Raider fan, I'm not going to do what I would normally do and come in here and say, how you living, Raider fan? I'm more concerned about, are you even alive? Are you living, Raider fan? That's three for you, Raider fan. And not just three for you, but 3 weeks in a row where your team led at halftime and you came from ahead to lose. So that begs the question, what the hell is your coach telling your team at halftime if you've blown three halftime leads in 3 weeks? At Hitman Canadian tweets, phones don't work? Signed, Jeff Passan.
Please.
It was not that bad of a call, honestly. It was not his best effort. His third place effort was better, but Jeff Passan owned that. Jeff Passan was the first one to tell you that. It may not have been up to his standards, but it was not that bad of a call. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Adam, why don't you pick up the headphones right now, and you and I can have a little chat. Hey, Adam, how's your day going? How you living, Adam?
It's honestly dream day.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Well,
having a good day.
I didn't think yesterday was real, and then I checked the ESPN and or CBS, I should say, and Tiger still won, so dream day.
Hawk, are you an idiot? That's not what I'm talking about. Asked you how your day was going.
Yeah, with the phones?
You're an EP. You're an executive producer of a nationally syndicated radio program, not some Tiger Woods fanboy. The phones don't work, moron.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean it's a dream day? Dude, you did not just answer that question that way, did you? Hawk, there have been a lot of low moments in your career here. That's as low as it's ever gone. Quote, it was a dream day. Look, fanboy, you're an executive producer. The phones don't work. I'm going to ask you one more time. How is your day? Because mine's not good and it's getting worse.
As it relates to work, it's terrible.
Hawk, you're fired, man. Get out of here. What's going on with the phones? All right. All kidding aside, except I wasn't kidding. What's going on with the phones?
My computer crashed and my computer runs the call screening software. And we're now finding out that without that computer, the phones can't go through the system to your desk.
So I understand your computer running the software for the call screen, but what does your computer have to do with the actual phone lines?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out right now, and we're out to the right people. But yeah, that area of my life sucks. But
let me tell you, the right people for you, Hawk, are ZipRecruiter.com. Those are the right people for you. And the good news for you is, if you use my promo code, you can use it for free. And
thank you.
I would do that if I were you, Hawk. Honestly,
I will.
Dude, you did not answer that question by saying, oh, it was a dream come true. Dude, you just fed yourself to the alligators. Do you have any idea what TweetDeck must look like right now?
No, because my computer's dead.
Oh, touche, Hawk. Touche. You're still fired. All right, when we come back. Do you know what that guy just did? Well, I'm having a dream day. I couldn't believe it. Here on CBS. Tiger. Damn, Hawk. That, even for you, that was pathetic. Really pathetic. I'm no fanboy. Hold on, Alvin. Hawk and I were talking last night about the show and what direction we want to go in the show. I'm like, Hawk, I'm just curious. Like, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How you feeling today, man? Your guy, he did it. And he put his foot in the ground very solidly. And Hawk said this to me, and I quote, look, I'm not going to go fanboy with this, but I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. He literally started his response by, I'm not going to go fanboy with this. And then when I get him on the show to ask him about what's going on with our phones, he goes fanboy on Tiger Woods. Look, I'm fine with the bros broing it up. Dude, you are a paid professional on a radio program, Hawk. You know that, right? Okay. And now you're a paid professional looking for work on another radio program. Dude, we don't want fanboys here. We are objective. We don't root, remember? Go ahead, Albie. Building pros. Check this out. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you need for all of your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? You don't need to be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available, with over 100,000 square feet in stock at most stores. And they stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, and grout, so you can get exactly what you need when you have to have it. Are you too busy to pick up your flooring? That also is not a problem, because the LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today. lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Do it today.
Fanboy.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
This is pretty funny. You know how you often hear me say, hey, look, I don't need phone calls. I want phone calls. I take telephone calls, but I'm not a host that relies on telephone calls exclusively. I'm not one of those guys who says, hey, hit me up right now. Calls. It's all about you. It's not about me. And that's still pretty much about me. It's about me and about some of you callers. And again, don't confuse callers with listeners. When I'm critical of the callers, I'm critical of the callers and not the listeners. There's a big difference. I mean, once again, our research would suggest that only 2% maybe of those who listen to a radio program would ever call a radio program. I mean, if we're being really fair here, none of my friends call radio shows. Just kidding, clones. Just kidding, Tyler, wherever you are. But the joke that I was going to make is I've often said I can do this show without calls. I may have to the rest of today, if not longer. We're going to find out. So right now, we are not able to take telephone calls. We are working on it as we speak. So you may actually see me do a show or shows without the benefit of a single phone call. Now, you know I love my job, even when the phones don't work. In fact, I bet I find out that I like my job better when the phones don't work. You know, I talk sports every single day. On occasion, when the phones do work, I get a good phone call. However, I approach it every single day like, I don't know what I'm going to get from you clones, so I'm going to prep up. Part of my prep is getting a good night of rest. I'm able to get a good night of sleep literally every single night because nobody in my house snores. Not me, not my wife, not my kids. Nobody snores. Quality sleep is critical to my success. Snoring is not sleeping. If you or anybody you know snores, you need to get a Zypa. I'll spell it for you. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. I'll spell it for you another way. Happy Z, spelled backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. I can't imagine what it would be like if my sleep were disturbed every single night by my wife or my kids or our cats or whoever snoring. You might not realize this, but if you snore, not only are you ruining your own sleep, you're ruining other people's sleep. You don't want that. Get a Zypa. It will fix that. ZYPPAH. Happy Z spelled backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Put an end to the snoring. Get a great night of sleep with Zypa. Zypa.com. And there's some reaction to my asking Adam Hawk how his day was going. And naively, I thought Hawk would say something like, I'm having a rough day, boss. I really am. Instead, Hawk answered by saying, it's incredible. It's like a dream day. And then started to go on about Tiger Woods and what that meant to him. Drew in West LA tweets, just put in for an IT help ticket. The phones should be working in a few weeks. The thing is, the way we work, you know, CBS Sports Radio is based in New York, as you know. And everybody is there except for me, except for us. We're on an island. So there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is IT guy is not coming down the hall and getting up on our grill and irritating us. As not all IT guys and gals, but some, most, like pretty much everyone I've ever been around, but not all. Good news is we don't have that. The bad news is when we need that, we don't have that. So the good news is we're kind of out here in California doing our own thing, and it's all fine and well until you need something, and then it's not so great. So I can't just go to an IT guy because the IT guy is in Manhattan and not Manhattan Beach. Johnny Scabs tweets, my computer crashes often too. Signed, porn viewers. Yeah, that's not what that is. Unless Hawk has porn up right there, and I don't think he would, because our parent company would know. No, that's not what that is. I don't know why his computer crashed, but I know that's not the reason. At Michael St. Michael tweets, phones are down, and Adam Hawk literally said, quote, it's a dream day. OMG. That was essentially my response. I mean, as I mentioned, when he said it, Hawk has said a lot of really dumb things since he's worked here, but nothing that dumb. And the best part is, either on or off the air. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard that guy say, either on or off the air. For all the countless hours that I've spent with Adam Hawk off the show, he's never said anything that dumb. Never said anything that dumb. Never texted me anything that dumb. Never emailed me anything that dumb. Never, ever. Never said it in my presence, never said it at work, never said it when we traveled. I mean, that literally was the dumbest thing that guy's ever said. And he said it on the air live. So you got that going for you, Hawk, which is nice.
There's no ceiling for my stupidity.
No. No, I would agree with that. We'd all agree with that. Nobody, there's no one thing that we can all agree on except that. Eric C. Jones tweets, Romy, what the hell is that pattern on Hawk's shirt? He looks like a Christmas tree. Your buddy, Eric in Orlando. Eric in Orlando. Hey, look, that's not that funny, Eric. But then again, you're going to be chasing for the rest of your life because you said one of the funniest things ever when you glossed flight deck, the flight deck. Oh, dude, flight deck. Hawk, speaking of the flight deck, Kelly, how upset is Kelly that he wasn't here for that? That probably would have been James Kelly's not only finest moment since he's worked for me, but maybe the finest moment of his whole life, you doing that. Am I right, flight deck? Whoever the hell you are. Half our staff is in-house. Half our staff is out of house. That's flight right. Deck is out of the house. Except on Fridays when he's in-house. He's the big guy with the Peyton Manning forehead. Omaha! Isn't that right?
That's right.
Luke in Fort Collins. Quote, tell Hawk we have dispensaries hiring here in Colorado. Even Luke in Fort Collins is piling on you, Adam. Cruz Pedregon is in. Hey, Adam Hawk, just get the Morse code clicker out. Maybe Cruz will bring you in, Hawk. He's a better guy than me. There's a lot more reaction to Adam Hawk. However, there is breaking news. The Browns have made it official. Hugh Jackson said, quote, I informed the group this morning that we're going to start Baker Mayfield and Tyrod will be the backup if healthy, end quote. Yeah, thanks, Hugh. Tell us something we didn't already know. Remember that whole thing about it. Hugh was not going to make it official until he got to the facility on Monday because he gave them all a couple of days off after they won on Thursday, and he wanted to make sure that he handled it respectfully with Tyrod. Doesn't matter, Hugh. He's in concussion protocol. He probably doesn't even know what you're saying. Yeah, just kidding. I respect that. Baker Mayfield, I know that was Thursday. I'm looking ahead and not looking back. In fact, why don't we look ahead? Look who's on their schedule next. Look who they have next. Baker Mayfield. I have to reiterate this one more time. A few days out, I'm still blown away by what this guy did. And maybe I shouldn't be, given his background, given what he did at Texas Tech, given what he did at Oklahoma, given what he did when he won the Heisman, given what he did in his college career. I mean, I thought the guy was amazing. I definitely was one of those guys. I was Team Mayfield because just the guy's, he's got this it and this magnetism, this electricity, this charisma. However, I expected this guy to hit the field whenever he did and make a play. But I expected this guy to hit the field and make any mistake that any rookie quarterback would make. I'm blown away that this guy could step in without getting QB1 reps in practice. Literally, and not know when he was going in. To literally have Hugh Jackson say, hey, Baker, you're up. And for him to go in there and not only change the entire offense, but change the complexion, not only of the entire offense, not only of the entire team, not only of the entire stadium, but literally the whole state, the whole region. That guy was able to do that himself and then after the game walk off like, yeah, and what? It's really not that surprising. I prepare. I was ready. You never know when you're going to get the opportunity. I didn't know I'd get mine, when I'd get mine, but I knew I'd be ready. And I did, and I capitalized, and I took advantage of it. And I'm sorry that I did so at the behest of the guy who was playing ahead of me, but this is just how these things go, and I was ready. Because this is what I've always done. Right, Bake, but this is the NFL, right? They're much bitter, much better, much bigger, much faster, much more prepared. And this guy's like, yeah, but this is the way I've always done it. This is the way it's always been for me. I didn't expect any different. And the thing is, it wasn't any different. The guy was amazing. So it's now official. Cleveland Browns official Twitter feed tweets, Baker Mayfield has been named our starting QB. There you go. When we come back, what can I say? I don't know. We may have a phone call and we may not. We may have guests and we may not. You may be getting a whole hell of a lot of me for the last half of the program. We'll wait and see. CBS Super Bowl season continues with a great doubleheader. First, the undefeated Dolphins. Yes, I said it. The undefeated Dolphins head to New England for an AFC Eastern showdown. The Patriots need a win badly after starting 1-2. Then you've got Drew Brees coming off an exciting overtime winning touchdown drive. My man's ageless, Drew Brees. He set the NFL career completion record. He's going to drive New Orleans into New York to battle Eli and the Giants. What do you know? Eli's got a little something left. He played well this weekend. The day all kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep. At 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. And now I've got a sports update for you. Man, busy Monday. Here is the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong. You need to stay strong like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test.
Kurt Orban.
Wow, I couldn't even get his name out my mouth, Alvin. As tested in the Kurt Orban test.
Kurt Orban.
Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. I mean, I can't help it. I'm just still laughing. That hawk thing is just so funny. That is so strong. So if you're only joining us now and you're wondering why Adam Hawk is a topic, and more so than he normally is, it's because we're moving along beautifully on a Monday. Mondays are so amazing during the NFL season because you've got the NFL weekend, which is crazier and crazier every single Sunday. Lots of college games to talk about, too. Mondays are tremendous. I mean, I can't wait to wake up on Monday morning knowing what's ahead of me on a Monday. It's a great day. We come out in hour number one. It's perfect. Great opening block. Good energy from you clones. Ross Tucker comes in the second segment. He nailed his spot, and we're flying. And I know I've got the head coach of Old Dominion coming up in hour number three, Bobby Wilder, Jason Kelsey of the Eagles coming up. So we're having a great day. And then all of a sudden, everything hits the fan. Our call screening mechanism crashes. The phones themselves don't work, and everything goes to hell. I mean, not really, because I've got this. It's fine. But it's not a good thing. Never a good thing when a radio program, a call-in radio show, has phones that crash. So I'm kind of laughing about it, half laughing and half think it's not funny at all. So then I call up my EP, my executive producer, Adam Hawk, and I say, dude, how's your day going? And he said, and I quote, it's a dream. He was having like the best day of his life. And he didn't say that sarcastically. He meant it. He was having an amazing day. And the reason he was having an amazing day, even though all hell around him is breaking loose, is because his idol Tiger Woods won. So now we're all having a dream day because Hawk said it was his dream day. Dear Jim, why don't you just send me your personal cell phone number so I can call? Randall.
Yeah!
No! Dear Jumpman, Hawk said today is the best day ever because he stoned off his ass. And now he doesn't have to talk to anybody on the phone and can just sit there and do nothing for the rest of the day. Signed, Brock from Buffalo. Unwar Hawk robbing a dispensary after he goes broke from being an unemployed bum. Hawk, whatever you do, don't you dare try and key in and talk to me. Do not talk to me unless I talk to you first. You're just going to make it worse. I'm doing that to help you.
Don't talk to me, all right?
Knock it off, Adam. This says, just fire Hawk now. He doesn't know famous athletes, and now he can't work a phone. That's two for Hawk. I'm not blaming him for the phones. Notice that. I'm not blaming him for the phones. He knows how to work a phone. I'm not blaming him for the phones being down. I'm blaming him for saying that today is a dream day on a day when the phones are down. Michael St. Michael is still coming after him. No phones, no computers, yet Adam Hawk is having a, quote, dream day. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Now, the call that I tried to take was from Tyler in Edmonton. So he tweets, I'm not calling a radio program. I said, none of my friends call radio shows, allegedly. Tyler in Shredmonton tweets, I'm not calling a radio program. I'm calling my buddy, Jim.
I'm a cable company.
contractor up here in the 707, and I spend my days rolling around in a company truck by myself. But I'm not alone. I got a buddy that rides with me every morning, and he makes me laugh, makes me think. He likes to talk about sports and, you know, topical things in the media and the sports. And, you know, he rides with me every day. He puts a smile on my face and just kind of helps me keep my head in my game. And my buddy's name is Jim Rome.
What? What's wrong with that? That's Marty. That's what Tyler in Shredmonton was referring to. And one more email. I've got lots of other topics. Lots of college football, which I want to talk about. I want to get to the Raiders. I want to talk about the so-called fight for L.A. Listen, with or without phones, with or without guests, trust me, we're all good. In fact, on some level, probably better. A couple of more emails. Hey, Jim, I'm on my second day of vacation at the Outer Banks. It's beautiful outside today, but rain is in the forecast for the days ahead. That being said, I've chosen to ignore my family and friends at the beach and watch The Jungle on TV for the first time. It is spectacular. Thank you. Jeff, out of Pittsburgh, via OBX. Wore the Penguins, unwore the Steelers Circus, wore Kurt Orban. This is one of the best emails ever. Kurt Orban. My man, you got to get outside, Jeff. I'm really glad you found The Jungle on TV on CBS Sports Network. My man, it's vacation. Get outside. It's going to start raining. Get to the beach. Get to the beach, Jeff. I love that you found the show, though. God, it's amazing to me. There are still so many people listening that do not know that we are simulcast on TV, that we finally decided to do this. CBS Sports Network has been simulcasting the radio show all year long. We had a smack off on TV. This show is on TV for 3 hours every single day. You know, and for the longest time, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it because I thought the radio show had like this kind of mystique. I didn't want to let you inside. And now that I finally did decide to do it, and I finally waited, I finally got to a point where I decided I will do it. But if I'm going to do it, I need to do it the right way. And CBS Sports Network, we were already in the family. I'd already done a TV show for CBS Sports Network. And they said, let's do this. We can do this the right way. And now that I'm doing this, now I kick myself for not doing it sooner. I wish we had done it sooner. But still, some of you don't even know. We are on TV every single day for 3 hours. The radio show is a simulcast. Check it out. Dear Jim, I have got a foot-long Josh Allen Crow Sando right here for a Mr. Ramsey. Signed Scott Morocco. Wore trash QBs that hurdle defenders, run for TDs, and don't throw picks. This guy was absolutely amazing. Josh Allen was amazing. And the guy who's been calling it all along is Trevor Price. Trevor said it on the RPO podcast before Allen played in a regular season game. So you know my man was feeling awfully good about him. Of course, Trevor was the same guy promising a Ram implosion. Josh Allen was amazing. Except they don't need this guy hurdling tacklers. Signed, the 49ers. It's like they don't need Jimmy G fighting for extra yardage on the sideline. Batman! Dear Vance Mack, is there a more pathetic yet happy loser than roll over Rory? Go ahead, Alvin. Thank you. Roll over Rory. Tiger birdies the first. McIlroy mails it in with a solid Tiger threatening 74. Remember, it's not like the cat threw down the gauntlet. He shot a 1 over 71. But that beats roll over all day long. All that was missing was him asking Baldrick for a personally signed autograph and a selfie on the 18th green after that congratulatory hug. Is there any golfer at that level with more talent and less killer instinct than roll over? So pathetic. Dude, that's some lava right there. Third hour coming up next.